So we're gonna do this is called tag team. Are you familiar with that? This is when you're wrestling in the ring.
就是一个就像那种叫 tag 的 game， 就是大家在一起摔跤的时候用手碰你。
And one person gets tired and then they go over and
有人累了的话他就这样子他就说可以碰你一下。
They tag the other person.
然后就算那个人就算
So Jude's coming, but she's in traffic.
Oh yeah, 我们那个黄菊姐妹她在路上，所以我暂时代替翻译一下她。
So when she comes in, she's going to tag team.
Oh, 就说她来的时候，她就会碰我，我就 out， 我就出局。
I am very excited to be here today.
牧师很高兴在这里。
God is doing great things in our churches.
神在我们教会里面做伟大的事情。
We had seven Chinese students. I'm sorry, nine Chinese students over at our house yesterday.
在我们教会有九位中国学生到来到。
And just had a wonderful time with them.
我们有个美好的时光。
They don't know the Lord yet, but we have a good friendship with them developing.
他们还不认识主，但是我们在一起有很好的。
So that's very exciting.
这实在是很令人兴奋的。
You can come right up here. This is going to work.
Oh, okay.
All right, we'll start with, on January 12, 2007, something very unusual happened at the Metro in Washington, D.C.
在2017年吧，1月12日，在那个华盛顿DC的那个特区的那个地铁站。
A musician started playing the violin.
有一位音乐家开始演奏小提琴。
And he was wearing a t-shirt and an old hat.
他穿着 T恤，然后还有那样的帽子。
And he actually started to play six very difficult Bach pieces.
他实际上演奏了六首非常艰涩的、非常挑战的巴赫的曲子。
So what do you think the reaction was from the crowd that was in that station to get their trains?
你认为那个在那个地铁站的那些人，他们的反应是如何呢？
They were all very busy.
他们都很忙。
No one stopped and listened to the music.
没有人停下来听这样的音乐。
45 minutes later, this musician packed up his violin and he walked away.
45分钟之后，这位音乐演奏者他就把他小提琴收起来，然后走了。
But this was no ordinary violinist.
但这可不是一般的小提琴家。This
was Joshua Bell.
他叫约瑟亚·贝尔。And
he is one of the best violinists in the entire world.
他是当今世上最伟大的小提琴家之一。And
the violin that he was playing was a Stradivarius.
他所用的那小提琴是著名的 Stradivarius 的那种小提琴。
It was worth $3.5 million.
它市值350万美元。
2 days before, Joshua had played at a concert hall.
大概2天以前，约瑟亚他在一个音乐厅演奏。
I just love his hair. Isn't that awesome?
这是不是很棒？
But it cost over $100 to get a ticket there.
那个音乐会的那个平均票价有100多美元。
All this was a social experiment by the Washington Post.
那开头这就是华盛顿邮报所他所做的一个社会实验。
And what they wanted to do is to find out if people perceived beauty in our world.
他想要发掘的就是看如果人们能够感知这世上的美。
Would they stop and appreciate the beauty?
他们会不会停下来去欣赏这样的美？
It's a huge question for all of us here today.
这对我们来说也是个很大的问题。
Do we have time in our lives to stop and appreciate what is truly beautiful?
在我们的生命中，我们有没有时间停下来去欣赏，真的是美，在我们生命中真的美。
If we can miss a Joshua Bell, maybe we're missing other beautiful things that are in our world.
如果我们忽视这位音乐家的演奏，我们可能也会忽视很多我们生命中美好的东西。
How about if tomorrow down at the Stanford Metro Station, Jesus would appear sitting on a bench?
设想在明天早晨，在这个斯坦福这个火车站，那个耶稣他本人他出现。
Would people stop their busy lives to talk to Jesus sitting on a bench?
人们是否会停下他们繁忙的生活脚步，停下来和耶稣去交谈呢？
Well, it would depend on two things. One, it would depend on who you think he is.
这将取决于两个因素。第一个因素是你认为他是谁。
If you'd see a man sitting there with a beard looking very Jewish, you might think he's Jesus or he's just a bum.
如果你看见一位长着犹太人模样的长胡子的一位人坐在那里，你可能会认为他是耶稣，或者认为他只是一个流浪汉而已。
The question of who is Jesus is very important. The second is, would you have time?
所以这个问题很，谁是耶稣是很重要。那第二个因素呢？你是否有时间？
Would you have time on Monday morning in rush hour to speak to Jesus for 20 minutes on a bench?
所以在繁忙的这个周一的早晨，你是否会有时间停下来，用二十分的时间去听，耶稣所要讲的？
There are many suggestions about who Jesus is. Some people think he was just a manipulator.
这个历史上有很多关于耶稣是谁的这些理论，有人说他是个操纵者。
There was a book written, I think it was in the early 70s, called The Passover Plot.
所以在1970年代初期有一本书叫做耶稣是一个假冒者。
And they said that Jesus knew the Old Testament prophecies and he just tried to fulfill all of them to manipulate him being the Messiah.
那位作者说，耶稣因为他熟知旧约里面关于弥赛亚的这些预言，所以他就努力的去制作那样的，然后去实现，用在他身上实现那些预言。
Some people think that he just was an unfortunate victim of a political witch hunt.
还有人认为耶稣只是一个当时政治环境受政治迫害下的一个牺牲品。
Some think he was a misunderstood feminist.
甚至有人认为他是一个被误解的女权主义者。
This is a theory by Dan Brown, the famous author of several movies. That's what he thinks.
这是那个作者叫 Dan Brown, 他的那个几个比较流行的那个作品。
Muslims see him as a great prophet who taught us about morality.
穆斯林们认为耶稣是一个教我们行善的伟大的先知。
Hindus see him as an avatar of God.
那印度教徒认为他是一个神的一个化身。
Some see him as a religious charlatan.
还有人认为他是一个宗教骗子。
And some see him as Lord and God.
还有人认为他是我主我神。
Now the thing about this list is they can't all. Here comes the tag team. Yay! Yeah, come on up. We're so glad you're here.
All right.
Hey, great job. Big hand.
Thank you.
I hope you're nice and calm.
No, I'm sorry.
So we're just talking through the list of who Jesus is right now. But these all can't be true.
但这些都不是真的。
Six of these are false. One of them is true.
六项都是假的，只有一项是真的。
What I'm concerned about as we meet here today is, do you have time to meet with Jesus?
当我们今天来到这里的时候，你们有没有时间去和耶稣见面呢？
And if you were to sit on that bench with Jesus tomorrow morning, what would he say to you?
如果你明天和耶稣坐在同一个长椅上，耶稣会对你说什么呢？
I believe he would say four things to you.
我想他可能有四件事要告诉你。
The first thing that he would say, that this is your future.
第一件事，他会告诉你说，这是你的未来。
He showed them his hands and his side.
他把他的肋旁和他的手给 门徒看。
They saw Jesus.
他们亲眼看见了主。
He showed them a physical body.
他把他的身体给他们看。
And this was a body that had been resurrected from the dead after his crucifixion.
这个就是在钉十字架以后从死里复活的身体。
There's a lot of people that say Jesus never rose from the dead.
很多人认为耶稣并没有死里复活。
Richard Dawkins says accounts of Jesus' resurrection and ascension are about as well documented as Jack and the Beanstalk.
有一个人他曾经说耶稣基督复活的记载就完善的像杰克和豆荚的故事一样。
But all this reveals is that Richard Dawkins doesn't know anything about the Bible.
他说这个话只表明他对圣经一无所知。
Because the Bible has many evidences of Jesus' resurrection.
因为圣经里面关于耶稣的复活有很多的证据。
Jesus, his resurrection was witnessed by eyewitness accounts. People saw Jesus alive.
有很多人亲眼见证了耶稣的复活。
Just common sense, this tomb was just 5 minutes from a walk from downtown Jerusalem.
而且大家都知道，这个坟墓离耶路撒冷的市中心只有5分钟的路程。
You could say at lunchtime, hey, let's go on to look at the tomb. We heard it's empty.
那人们吃午饭的时候都可以说，我们走过去看一眼，到底发生了什么。
And in 5 minutes, you'd be right at that empty tomb.
5分钟你就可以走到那个空坟墓。
Joseph of Arimathea was that's the equivalent of being a senator in the United States Senate.
亚历马太的约瑟在当时就好比今天的一个参议员。
There's a lack of time for legendary development.
而且如果要等着大家去传说这样的神话，也缺乏时间。
The first accounts of the resurrection appear in writing in the Bible within 30 years of Jesus' death and resurrection.
在耶稣死后30年就有了圣经的记载，关于耶稣的复活。
Do you remember when Princess Diana died? Anybody remember that?
有没有人记得戴安娜王妃她去世的时候
？If I said, "Oh, she didn't die. She survived," what would you do?
如果我说戴安娜王妃没有死，她还活着，你会怎么样呢
？You would start laughing because you know that she died.
你会笑我，因为你知道她已经死了。
That was 20 years ago.
那只是20年前的事情。
It's the same with Jesus' resurrection.
就像主耶稣复活的时间。
The tomb was discovered by women.
而且空坟墓是被妇女所发现的。
If you were making up this account, you would not have women discover the tomb.
如果你要想瞎编一个故事的话，你不会让妇女去发现空坟墓。
Because women could not be witnesses in court.
因为妇女是不能在法庭作证的。
You would have a man discover this. The disciples discover it.
他们应该会编出一个男人来发现这个事情。
The earliest Jewish propaganda said the tomb was empty.
犹太人的宣传说这个坟墓它是空的。
What did the Jews say about the tomb?
这个犹太人怎么说呢？这个坟墓。
The disciples came and stole his body. It's empty.
他们宣传的是使徒跑来把尸体偷走了。
Some say that this was just a hallucination. They were just dreaming this.
也有人说这只是使徒的一些幻象。
Yet you can't have 500 people hallucinate at the same time.
但是你们不可能强迫500人同时都有同样的幻觉。
It was not a hallucination.
不是一个幻觉。
The changed lives of the disciples.
而且他改变了使徒的人生。
The death of all the disciples.
他们的死的方法。
They all died by torture.
他们全都是被折磨致死的。
So you don't think that one of them would say as they're being tortured, "Oh, it was just a joke."
如果有这些是假的，那么至少有一个人会在被折磨的时候会说啊，这是假的。
They all went to their grave saying Jesus rose from the dead.
但是他们全部至死都认为耶稣复活了。
And the alternative explanations for the empty tomb are inadequate.
而且还有一个说法，说空坟墓的解释是这样的。
They say the disciples stole the body.
他们都说是这个使徒偷走了尸体。
Is that brave Peter?
那么是勇敢的彼得吗？
Is that Thomas who doubted even when he rose from the dead?
还是会怀疑的托马。
No, the explanation for this, Jesus rose from the dead.
都不是， 因为耶稣他从死里复活了。
Now why is this important?
为什么这么重要呢？
Because Jesus was the first fruits.
因为耶稣是初熟的果子。
But Jesus has been raised, indeed raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
但是耶基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人初熟的果子。
Now this idea of first fruit is very important.
因为初熟的果子是非常重要的。
Because you would go out to your harvest, and you would grab the new harvest, and then you would take it and you would wave it before God.
那个时候的人，他们收成了庄稼以后，都把刚收成的东西举起来，向神去摇一摇。
And what this meant was that the whole harvest was God, but this was the first of what was being harvested.
意味着说，这些收成上来的庄稼全都属于神的。
And Jesus' body is the first fruit.
耶稣的身体是初熟的果子。
What Jesus' body is in resurrection is what we will become when we're resurrected.
既然基督已经复活，那么我们也会复活。
One day there's going to be an entirely new you. You're going to have a new body, a glorified body, just like Jesus's.
有一天你的身体会全部的更新，就像主耶稣一样，你会有一个全新的复活的身体。
Now there is some speculation on what our bodies will look like.
有的人会猜测我们的新身体是什么样子。
There were two things that are set, there are two pictures circulating on the internet about my future body.
那么在互联网上有两张关于我未来身体的样子。
Here's one of them.
这个是其中之一。
And here's the other.
这个是第二个。
Now I'm not sure what I'm going to have, but I know I'm going to have hair when I get to heaven.
我不知道我会是什么样的，但我肯定我以后会有头发。
But all this gives us hope because we are not afraid of death.
但是这些给了我们盼望，因为我们不怕死亡。
Johnny Erickson Tada is a great Christian who has been paralyzed her entire life since high school.
这位女士是一个非常好的信主的姐妹，她从高中开始就已经瘫痪了。
And she says that biblical salvation is the only salvation that offers a new spinal cord.
她说圣经中的救恩是唯一可以给我一个新的脊柱的救恩。
And we will get new bodies.
我们会得到全新的身体。
And you're going to be so glorious when you're in your heavenly body.
当你生活在你的从天而来的身体中的时候，你是非常有荣耀的。
This is very close to me because I've lost both of my grandparents.
这个是跟我非常亲近的人，我的祖父母都去世了。
When my grandfather Warren passed away, we were living out in Chicago and we were pretty poor because I was in graduate school.
当他的祖父去世的时候，他们正好住在芝加哥，那个时候经济情况不好，没有钱。
And my grandma wrote me a letter and she said, Scott, you don't need to come in because one day you'll see grandpa again in his new body.
他祖母给他写信说Scott, 你不用来参加葬礼，因为有一天你会看到你的祖父，他有他全新的身体。
So because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, I'm going to see my grandfather and my grandmother again.
因为主耶稣基督的复活，牧师相信他会见到祖父祖母。
That's what Jesus would say to you if you took the time to meet with him on Monday morning.
那个就是主耶稣基督会对你讲，如果你花点时间跟他在一起。
The second truth that he would say is, receive my peace.
第二个事情他要告诉你就是领受他的平安。
Again, Jesus said, peace be with you.
主耶稣说，愿你们平安。
The peace that he's talking about is a peace with God.
他所讲的平安是与神和好的平安。
It's a vertical peace. Jesus was nailed to the cross so that I can have peace with God.
是一个从上往下的平安，就是因为主耶稣基督为我们钉死在十字架上，我们与神就能和好。
My sin and my guilt and my shame can be taken away, and I can be given Christ's righteousness.
我们的罪，我们的一切的罪孽都是因为主耶稣基督他为我们所做的就被抹去了。
We don't understand how much our sin separates us from a holy God, but because of the cross, our sin is wiped away.
我们不能够体会 因为我们的罪，我们是怎样与神隔绝的，但是因为主耶稣基督的十架，他把我们的罪都可以抹去。
A second kind of peace is a peace of God.
第二种就是从神来的平安，神的平安。
And this is a peace that comes to live in my heart, so that even when I'm in very difficult situations in life, I have a perfect peace inside of me.
这就是因为我跟神有这种很好的关系以后，无论经历生活中什么样的大风大浪，我心里都有这种平安。
God's peace can be found in many different situations.
神的平安在很多的情况下都可以体察。
You can have the peace of God when you're in a lion's den to protect you.
如果你在狮子坑里面，你有神的平安，你知道神在保护你。
You can have the peace of God so that you can sing at midnight in a Philippian jail.
你有从神来的平安，你在外邦人的监狱里，你在半夜也可以高声歌唱。
You can have the peace of God which allows you to sleep in a boat in the middle of a storm.
你有从神来的平安，你就可以即使在大风大浪的海面上也可以安稳的睡觉。
But the key to having peace in your life is to have the Prince of Peace live inside your heart.
但是最关键的，心里有平安，你就要有我们平安的主。
Here's the difficulty that most of us have. We don't see the beauty of Jesus.
我们很多人遇到的困难就是我们看不到主耶稣基督的美好。
And if we see it, we're so busy in our lives that we won't take the time to spend with him.
即使我们看到，因为我们的生活太忙碌了，我们就没有时间花时间去欣赏。
The opposite to peace is busyness.
平安的反面是忙碌。
And it steals our joy away. It steals our peace away.
他把我们的喜乐、平安偷走了。
I have good news to tell you today.
我有好消息告诉你。
You can have the peace of God in your heart today, this very hour.
在这个时刻，你心里就可以有从神来的平安。
If you're inside and there's like a storm going on, you can have peace in your heart today.
如果你的生活中正在经历大风大浪，在此刻你心中就能经历平安。
Because Jesus wants to give you that peace.
因为主耶稣想要把那个平安给你。
The third truth is, here is your mission.
第三项，他要对你讲的就是你的使命。
As the Father has sent me, I am sending you.
父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
If you were to ask and try to understand in one word what is God's mission, what do you think that word would be?
如果让你用一句话概括神给我们的使命，那一句话是什么？一个词是什么？
Here's the word, reconcile.
这个词就是和好。
To reconcile to himself all things.
与神和好。
God is on a mission of reconciliation.
神是在行使他的与我们和好的使命。
He is trying to win back us, his lost people, but also to reconcile the whole planet, the whole universe.
他不仅仅想让我们这些失丧的人与他和好，他也想让我们整个的宇宙万物与他和好。
And what was key for his reconciliation is a word called incarnation. He came in the flesh.
这个和好的关键就是道成肉身，他自己变成人到世界上。
God could have got across this message of reconciliation in very different ways.
神可以用不同的方式来达成这种和好。
He could have all of our smartphones at one time say, God loves the world.
他可以在同一个时间向所有的人的手机发一条信息，说神爱世人。
He could send us all an email tomorrow. I love you.
他也可以给大家群发一个邮件，说我爱你们。
We could go out of this building and see in the sky, skywriting, I love Fairfield County Christian Chinese Church. That's long, isn't it?
也许明天你们出去一抬头，看见天上写了一行字，说我爱南康州华人教会。
He could have done all of that easily.
他可以很轻易地做到任何一样这些事情。
But the way that he reconciled the world was to send his son to come and live here.
但是他与我们和好采用的方式是派他的亲生爱子来到世上。
Jesus moved to our neighborhood.
主耶稣搬到我们的社区里面。
That's how reconciliation occurs.
那是他对为我们的和好。
I'm a lifeguard. I was a lifeguard for many years in high school and college.
牧师上中学的时候是个救生员。
And this happened quite a few times when I was a lifeguard.
但我当救生员的时候，我看到很多这种事情。
I would see somebody in the pool going, "Help! Help! Help!"
我看到有人在水池里扑腾，喊救命。
Now I have two choices of what to do.
我有两个选择。
The first choice is to talk to the person.
第一个选择是跟他们讲话。
Now remain calm. You out there, remain calm.
你镇静一点。
Move your arms like this.
然后把你的胳膊像这样动一下。
Do you see?
你看，就这样动一下。
And how about this?
Can you do this? 然后再这样试一试。
Watch, now watch.
哎，你看我是怎么动的。
Do you think that would help?
你们觉得这样有用吗？
No, that will not help.
这样是没用的。
What do I need to do?
我需要做什么呢？
I need to jump in the water.
我需要跳到水里。
Because if I'm going to rescue that person, I've got to be close to them.
如果我要去拯救那个人，我必须游到他们身边。
And this is our mission.
这就是我们的使命。
Remember, it said, "As the Father has sent me."
你们要记住，他说的是就像父差遣我一样。
Just like Jesus had to jump into the water, you have to jump into the water too.
就像耶稣他亲自跳到水里，你也要跳到水里。
For us to be on this mission of reconciliation,
我们完成这项和好的使命。
We have to get close to people.
我们必须要去亲近人。
We have to enter into their world.
我们必须走入他们的世界。
Do you realize that people live messy lives?
你们知不知道每个人的生活都是一团糟的？
You have to get close to the mess.
你要去接近他们的糟糕的生活。
And bring God's love and His message into that mess.
把神的爱和他的信息带到他们的生活当中。
This is our mission.
这就是我们的使命。
If you're going to sit on the bench with Jesus, He's going to tell you, get close to people.
如果你和耶稣坐在一起谈话，他会告诉你去找一个人去亲近他们。
We're all on mission.
我们都是肩负这项使命。
We have God's peace.
我们有神的平安。
And we're going to get a new body.
我们会有一个全新的身体。
There's one more.
但是还有一项。
Receive the Holy Spirit.
我们要领受圣灵。
And with that, He breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
耶稣说了这话，向他们吹了一口气，说：“你们受圣灵。”
Now, when I was growing up, I was in a church. We were afraid of the Holy Spirit.
当我长大的时候，我们的教会里，我们很怕圣灵。
We didn't call him the Holy Spirit. Do you know what we called him?
那时候我们不管圣灵叫圣灵，你知道我们管他叫什么？
The Holy Ghost.
我们管他叫圣鬼，那个意思，那个词的意思是鬼。
And when you're a kid and you hear this, the Holy Ghost.
当我们听到这个词的时候，
you don't want to get close to the Holy Ghost.
我们都不想亲近这个圣鬼。
So we were afraid of God's Spirit.
所以我们很怕神的灵。
But God's Spirit is the same as God the Father and Jesus. He's a person.
但是圣灵和圣父、圣子是一样的，他是一个人。
He has personality. He can be loved.
他有性格，你们可以爱他。
We can actually reject the Holy Spirit too.
我们可以爱他，也可以拒绝他。
So I had to relearn who the Holy Spirit was.
所以我要重新学。要去学习圣灵到底是什么。
Jesus said in Matthew 28, "All authority on heaven and earth has been given to me."
耶稣曾经说，天上地上所有的权柄都赐给我了。
He also said, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you."
他也说，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
With the Holy Spirit, we have the authority and the power of God in our lives.
有了圣灵，我们就有从神来的权柄和从神来的能力。
And you cannot live your life without the Holy Spirit being your authority and your power.
没有从神来的权柄和能力，我们无法生活。
We have tried to do this as a church, but it will not work.
我们可以去装模作样的去做，但是不会成功。
Without the Holy Spirit's power and authority, we lose the battle.
没有圣灵的权柄和能力，我们就一败涂地。
But with His power, we will gain the victory.
但是有了他这个能力，我们就能得到胜利。
I don't know if you know the difference between caffeinated coffee and decaf. Anyone know the difference?
你们知不知道有咖啡因的咖啡和没有咖啡因的咖啡有什么区别？
Caffeinated coffee does this to you. Woo!
是有咖啡因的咖啡让你是这样子。
Decaf does this.
没有咖啡因的是这样。
If you're trying to live your life as a Christian without the Holy Spirit, you're drinking decaf.
如果你要是想做一个没有圣灵的基督徒，就好比你喝咖啡的时候喝的是没有咖啡因的咖啡。
We need His power. We need His strength.
我们需要他的能力，需要他的权柄。
And let me share how the Holy Spirit will fill you.
然后我跟你们分享一下怎么样圣灵才会充满。
It's through prayer and faith.
是通过祷告和信心。
Every day, I say, Lord, please anoint me with your Holy Spirit.
每天我就跟神说，主啊，求你恩膏，用你的圣灵恩膏我。
And then I say, thank you for anointing me with the Spirit.
然后我就说，主啊，谢谢你用圣灵恩膏我。
Just as we receive Christ through faith, we receive the Holy Spirit through faith.
就像你用凭信心领受了救恩，你也凭信心领受圣灵。
Our problem is we're too busy to ask.
我们的问题是我们太忙了，都来不及问。
So we go through our days on our strength, not His.
所以我们知道，在我们生活的时候，我们靠圣灵的能力，不是靠我们自己的能力。
Let me end with a story. This is an urban legend.
我来给大家讲一个故事。
And it's a story about a man who had a son in the 60s.And this man was very rich.
有一个非常富有的人，他有一个儿子，在六十年代的时候。
And he had a lot of rare works of art.
这个人他收藏了很多珍稀的艺术品。
Everything from Picasso to Raphael.
从毕加索到拉斐尔的作品都有。
But when the Vietnam War broke out, his son joined the army and was sent to Vietnam.
越战开始的时候，他的儿子参军，被送到越南打仗。
And he died in a battle, saving another soldier's life.
在一次战役中，他为了拯救他的战友的生命，他自己牺牲了。
Several months after his son had died, there was a knock on his door.
几个月之后，这个富翁的家里面有人敲门。
And it was a soldier with a package that was covered with paper.
有一个军人拿着一个纸包来看这个富人。
And the young man said that it was your son who saved my life. He took the bullet for me.
这个军人说，你的儿子拯救了我的生命，他为我挡了子弹。
And he talked to me a lot about both of your loves for art.
你的儿子也告诉我，你们都非常喜欢艺术。
And he said, I'm not a great artist, but I have painted a picture of your son.
他说，我不太会画画。但是呢，我还是为你的儿子画了一幅像。
And the father opened it up and just wept when he saw this picture of his son.
他打开了这个包裹，一看他就开始哭了。
Well, the father took that painting and he hung it above his mantle, and every day he would go and spend a lot of time in front of that picture.
然后他就把这个军人给他儿子画的这个像挂在壁炉的上面。
Well, one day the father died, and his estate was to be auctioned off.
有一天，这个老人去世了，他的家产都被拿去拍卖。
And there were no close family members, so it was a public auction that was going to occur.
因为没有亲人，所以就向公众拍卖。
So many influential people who wanted these great arcs of work that were in the house came to this auction.
所以很多有权有势的人，为了得到他这些收藏的珍品，都来到他家里来参加拍卖。
And the auctioneer brought the first painting up, and it was a painting of this son.
拍卖的主持人就一开始就把这个儿子的画像拿出来。
And the auctioneer said, "How much do I have for this painting for this son?"
主持人说，有没有人出钱买这幅
画？Do I hear $100? $100? Anyone?
一百块钱有没有人买
？No one responded.
没有人买。
They just started complaining. He said, "Bring out the rare works of art."
然后他说，那些观众都说我们要珍惜的画。
$100 for this work of art.
然后他说，一百块钱。
Finally, a gardener who didn't have a whole lot of money but knew the son and loved the son said, "I'll give you $10 for it."
终于是这个家的园丁，一个很穷的人，没有什么钱，他就说，那我用10块钱买这幅画。
And the auctioneer said, $10, do I hear anything more than ten? Ten, once, twice, three, sold to the gardener for $10.
主持人就以10块钱的价钱，因为没有人在竞价，这幅画就卖给了园丁。
The auctioneer said, this auction is now closed.
主持人说，现在拍卖结束了。
And he said, what? This can't be closed. We want to bid on those rare works of art.
那些观众说，不可能，我们来就是来买这些珍稀的画的。
And the auctioneer said, "I had instructions from the Father that whoever loves the Son would receive all the artwork and the whole estate."
主持人说，我有从主人那儿来的，命令，如果有人去接受儿子的画像，他就要接受所有的遗产。
The man who takes the Son gets everything.
去花钱买这个儿子的画像的人，他们也可以得到所有一切的遗产。
God sent His Son. He'll be sitting on a bench tomorrow.
神差遣他的儿子来到世上，明天他就坐在一个椅子上。
Might be down at Metro at Stanford.
也许是斯坦福的火车站。
Might be at New Canaan, a train station.
也许是纽卡的火车站。
He'll even be sitting in your kitchen tomorrow.
也许就是随便什么地方。
And he wants to spend time with you.
他愿意跟你花一点时间谈一谈。
He's a resurrected Lord.
他是死而复活的主。
He is so beautiful.
他是多么美好。
But he wants to spend time with you.
他非常想花点时间跟你交流。
Will you see him?
你能看到他吗？
And will you make the time to spend with him tomorrow?
你愿意明天花一点时间跟他交流吗？
Remember, if you have the Son, you have everything.
记住，你有了儿子，你就拥有了一切。
Lord, I pray your blessing on this church.
主啊，我们为这个教会献上祷告。
I pray for these folks that they would see the beauty of your Son Jesus.
我们为会众祷告，祷告祈求他们能看到你儿子的荣耀。
That to have Jesus is to have everything.
让他们知道，有了你的儿子，就有了一切。
Hope for the future.
对未来的盼望。
Peace in our lives.
生活中的平安。
That we would have the Holy Spirit in us.
我们里面的圣灵。
That we'd have your power and your authority.
有你的权柄和能力。
And Lord, I pray that we would realize that you are also sending us on a mission.
主啊，求你帮助我们认识你派遣我们去执行的使命。
Lord, help us to be reconcilers of the world.
帮助我们成为使世人与你和好的人。
To share your gospel message with those around us.
向身边的人分享你的福音。
Lord, I pray that this week every person in this room would have the opportunity to share the gospel with someone.
主啊，我祷告，让这周在这个屋子里面所有的人都有机会能分享你的福音。
And that this week there would be more people coming to know you than any week in the history of this church.
在这一周，他们所传福音能够传的人比以前都要多。
Lord, we know that the harvest field is ready.
我们知道庄稼成熟了。
And I pray that you would send that workers into that field.
我们求你把工人派去收割。
In Jesus' name we pray this.
以耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.